This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Kentucky State Police say when they're conducting an investigation, they don't want reporters putting out anything until state police issue their news release. They want nothing reported on the radio, TV, in the newspaper, or on social media until they say so. And reporters and news organizations that ignore this edict face the threat of being taken off the Kentucky State Police media distribution list. So basically, Kentucky State Police think they can dictate when the free press reports information. They're saying, in effect, we're playing the game my way, or I'm taking my ball and going home.
Totally inappropriate for them to do that. And to punish the media who would thwart that. I mean, that is something that they should not be asking of the media. And I'm really glad that the RTDNA, which is a major journalism organization, mm-hmm. is has written a letter back to the Kentucky State Police and talked about this, because this is absolutely chilling.
When you censor the press like this, it hastens to be or doesn't longer is a free press. The press has to be allowed the realm and range to do what it needs to do to uncover and bring light towards dark, as it says. If something that is discovered that a reporter sees firsthand and is operating within, of course, the ethics and morals of being a tried and true journalist, then yes. We should have the opportunity to follow through and question authority with this. But to stand by and wait for authority to say this is not a story until we say it so, you know, that smells of something that you would see in a dictatorship or countries that don't have those democracies or freedoms that they should.
Absolutely my thought. I would hazard a guess that Kentucky State Police are among the biggest flag wavers out there. And yet what they are proposing here is something you would expect in a totalitarian regime, not in the United States of America.
I mean, what you see as a reporter, and when you are a reporter in the newsroom, especially if you're a new reporter, a cub reporter, a beginning reporter, you're going to get the beat of covering crime and cops, or the cop shop, as we call it. And you're going to be listening to a scanner. And when you hear something that comes over the scanner, be it an accident or a fire or what have you, your first instinct is to jump up and run out to there or make some phone calls first to try to confirm some things. But with this analogy or this instance that you were presenting, you know, it says that even if you're there, you see it, you witness it firsthand, you're not to say or comment on it at all, which is profoundly ridiculous. Reporters need to be the eyes and ears for the community when the community can't be there and asking the tough questions as a stand-in and a liaison for the other readers that are impacted by the news.
Yeah, and I've faced a situation where I was asked not to let people report about something that had happened, an incident that had happened, and we definitely went ahead and reported on the incident. And most of the time when people are asking you not to report on something, it's because they maybe look bad themselves for not having information out about it.
And I had a similar situation likewise when I was reporting. I remember this one particular instance where I had received phone calls in the newsroom about a major employer. It was a large hospital. Hospitals tend to be large employers in a community. In the community where I was covering, I had received two or three phone calls. Hey, they just gave a lot of us our pink slips. Thought you should know. Thanks. Great. So I called the hospital administration and talked to their spokesperson. And that spokesperson said, yes, we don't off the record, I can tell you, yes, that's happening. I don't want to confirm anything right now, but I want to wait till we have our press release out and so on and so forth, which is fine. But what they wanted to do was they wanted to halt our reporting until they had something that was official and confirmed. And, of course, we couldn't do that. We already had people that were on the phone, and we verified that they were hospital employees. But we wanted further verification, of course, with these people. And in the end game, what happened was I remember spending a little overtime that day, but finally got my answer and finally got some verification. But initially, at the onset, the hospital was trying to stifle what was happening. And yes, this was going to be a black eye on them, having to make these layoffs. But we couldn't stop doing our jobs.
Yeah, and by stalling, what they want to do is put their own spin on the story. And perhaps even delay it until a time when you might have fewer, a smaller audience. For example, like a Friday afternoon, you know, Saturday morning newspapers are usually the smallest, right? The thinnest, and broadcast newscast. I think people are not tuning in as much on a Friday night or a Saturday morning. So, you know, this is an attempt perhaps. Sometimes you see news released on a Friday afternoon. That's an attempt to try and kind of bury the story.
Yeah. And what this is ultimately is a case of prior restraint. This is the government. This is government workers, people who are employed by the state ordering journalists to not report on something, and you just can't do that.
Well, there are certain things we won't report. If it was a crash and someone was killed in it, we would withhold that name until the next of kin has been notified, that we can, you know, release that type of information. But just to ignore the fact of the overarching story there until they're allowed to put, again, their spin on it or describe it however it is that they want, that's just not proper.
Exactly. And that's a good point about lead times and run times. As a reporter, you have to realize that when you're dealing with someone who is the mouthpiece or the PR person, et cetera, that they're probably in a story of that nature that could have some negative consequences, that they're running some damage control is what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably know in their hearts they're not supposed to be impeding news like this, but they're trying to do within their realm or jurisdiction to make things as pleasantly as possible for them. Because you really – In all honesty, these folks were former journalists too and probably had worked in the same job and sat at the same desk doing the same duties that you did. So you have to realize what they're running up against. And by the point when this story had happened, I had learned by that point that I knew this person had dealt with journalists before, and I knew that they were doing some damage control. And I was willing to give them a little leeway, but I was not putting off any pressure. Not because I wanted to, because I had to. This was part of the job, and I didn't want it to impede the news that we had to do and the job that we had to do.
Yeah, and Rich, you mentioned there are things that reporters, journalists will not report, but those are ethical decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because this harkens back to an earlier Shop Talk where we discussed not releasing minors' names. That's not something that is illegal to do, but it's often not done because it's an ethical decision by the newsroom.
So if I were to go back to my analogy you're talking about, being the dutiful reporter in the newsroom, the scanner goes off about the fire. I go to the fire. I report what I see. But the fire chief, which often happens at a fire, they won't tell you anything at the fire until they have their own release. But I will go ahead and produce my burst or short story online initially. And if we later find out a report from the fire chief and so on and so forth about the cause of the fire, and then they also give us names of folks, but we find out there is a minor, then that is an ethical decision that all newsrooms have. I would be go on a limb to say. And those are things that we would make a conscious decision not to report, but these other things have to be reported because out of duty in the sake of responsibility.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.